is the New York State AFERD podcast entitled A through Z Health and PE. We are your co-hosts, Drs. C and C, the true Pan-American connection. I am Clancy Seymour, and my tag team partner is the one and only Dr. Victor Ramsey.
Details highlighting our episodes, guests, contact information, publications, and other useful resources will always be included in the podcast show notes. For more information about New York State AFERD, please visit newyorkstateaferd.org or Facebook and social media handles at New York State AFERD. Let's embrace the journey, and now, on to our show.
Greetings, listeners. I'm Dr. Clancy Seymour with my co-host, Dr. Victor Ramsey. Doc, how are you, my friend, today?
I am doing well. What a beautiful day it is today in sunny Brooklyn. I am so happy to be here joining you today, my friend. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Just coming off of Halloween weekend. Always a lot of fun. One of my favorite events of the year, you know, holidays, whatever you want to call it. I love
nice. It. Got it. All right. For sure. Sounds great. Yes.
So this also embarks the beginning of a new month. The month of
indeed.
November, right?
Yes. Yes, indeed. Beautiful. Yes. Just the weather is just working so nicely down here, and I'm not complaining a bit, as you already know.
Yes, exactly. We got
sure.
We have changing leaves and the autumn air and the
oh, yes.
All that fun stuff. And
I oh, think yes. Next,
at the end of this week coming, we have daylight savings time. So we'll get an extra hour of sleep, which I think is really, really great for a lot of people right now, for sure. I'm sure.
That's right. That's awesome.
Very busy time.
Who would think I'd be gardening in November?
Exactly.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's get started. What do you think?
I think we're ready, my friend.
Okay, so welcome to the New York State AFERD A through Z Health and PE podcast. And today is a special teaser. Is that the right word or trailer, whatever the Hollywood vernacular calls it, right?
Yes, indeed. Suspense.
Yes, to plug the 83rd annual
wow
state conference at the Turning Casino, November 18th through 20th for New York State AFERD. Woohoo!
83. Oh,
as
goodness.
As Arnold would say, we're back, right?
Whoa.
We're back.
83. Wow.
Yes. Impressive. 83. Yes, that's quite a number. Oh, yes. Given the many challenges over the past year and a half, we are very excited to be back and to offer this meaningful event indeed. So as a special treat for our listeners, we have two fabulous guests to help pump up the audience about the upcoming conference. The first is the Honorable Executive Director of New York State AFERD, Ms. Colleen Corsi. Woohoo!
Yeah. Yes. Thank you for being here, Colleen.
Yeah, snaps. I like that, Dr. Ramsey. Snaps.
Yes.
Colleen, would you like to say a few words of hello and welcome?
Yeah. Hi, everybody. I'm just really excited to be a guest on the New York State AFERD podcast with the good doctors, Seymour and Ramsey. So excited just to talk a little bit about the conference. And like they said, get everybody pumped up to join us. You know, November is always an amazing month around the New York State AFERD office because things are really, really buzzing and we get super excited about what's to come. So yeah, just happy to be here. Thanks for the invite.
Yes, what a privilege to have you. Wow.
Yes, indeed. And I think Colleen's right on, Dr. Ramsey. We, as November approaches, I've gotten accustomed to the state conference kind of also being the beginning of thinking about the holiday times of the year. And
that's right.
Time of the year. It always kind of embarks that time of the year for sure.
Yes, like a family reunion of health and physical educators.
Exactly.
Around.
Indeed,
that's right.
Indeed. Exactly. So our second guest certainly cannot be overlooked either. Alongside Ms. Corsi is a critical piece of the well-oiled New York State AFERD machine. Ms. Jess Sinecki is our conference director and an invaluable resource to the association. Welcome, Jess. I'm sure our listeners are tickled to hear you today on the podcast. Want to say hello?
Hi, everybody.
Everybody, I'm so excited that we are going to be coming together soon. I know I get the award in the office for being the most optimistic person that we were going to be able to have an annual conference this year. So I'm excited to be able to see everybody's faces very, very soon.
Well said.
What a title. Well oiled indeed, because yes, that's exactly what she is indeed.
So this is quite a podcast, Dr. Ramsey, right?
It's unique. It's special.
Miss Kornacki, I mean, that's what, you know, Ellen or Jimmy Fallon gets on his shows, right?
That's right.
This is quite a sad, yes.
Oh, man, this is historical.
Yes, for sure.
Yes.
All right, so what do you think, listeners? Let's get going, right? I'm sure you're ready to go. So without further ado, let's chat about the upcoming state conference.
So this question is directed at both of you. So Jess and Colleen, what can you tell us about this upcoming exciting event? And I want you to think about this other follow-up questions. What makes this year's conference different, unique in comparison to other past conferences? We could start with, let's start with Jess.
Well, the most exciting thing for me, I think, is that we're going to be in person. I know that I already said that a few seconds ago, but the fact that we'll be able to see each other versus seeing each other through the computer screen, I think is a huge deal. I think that, you know, being together allows for more interaction between members, even, you know, not only in between sessions, but also during sessions versus, you know, virtual presentations that sometimes just don't have the same amount of excitement to them. So I think that we're going to have a pretty full schedule. We have a couple of keynotes, which you're very used to. Colleen's edging in near me. I think she wants to add something, maybe, no?
Yes. But you're reminding me of something about in person, because oftentimes Dr. Clancy and I are always talking about the term that was coined, social distancing. We are socializing right now, although we are physically distant. So we're talking about the difference between being physically distant and socially distant. So what you're referencing is that in-person, physical, and social together. So I appreciate that. So let's hear what Ms. Colleen has to say.
Well, I mean, it's very easy to be a little bit repetitive here, because I think the thing everybody's so excited about is the fact that we are going to be together. You know, we talk all the time about New York State AFERD members and being a professional family. And we're used to being together, not only every year at our conference, but, you know, locally from a zone perspective, our people are used to being together and just celebrating all kinds of things, professionally celebrating successes, personally celebrating things that are happening in our families, because we really become friends and family. So I think that's why so many of us are really just looking forward to being together. I mean, it's been 2 years. In November, 2 years since we've been together at our annual state conference. So yeah, I think everybody legitimately is very excited about that. We certainly are going to miss those people that aren't able to join us because of lots of reasons. We know that schools aren't letting people out. We know that people, you know, are having a very difficult time finding substitutes, but we are excited to report right now that we know that we are going to have over 1,000 people come together in just a couple of weeks. So that is a respectable number. You know, I just happen to know that there are a number of states, specifically in the Eastern District, that have either decided to go virtual again this year, or they're pushing them down the road into the, you know, the later winter months or spring months. So we're actually pretty excited and proud of ourselves that we're taking this brave and bold step and we're going for it. And fortunately, things are going our way. And to have 1,000 people plus gather, I think we can all be really proud of that and excited.
That's awesome. I just want you to know that you can include New York City in that 1,000 plus group of people that's coming, because even though our numbers may not be the way that we want them to be, as you stated, we're still happy that we're having a nice group of people coming up from New York City, looking forward to not only attend, to present, to socialize, to mingle, to just reunite with friends and make this event even greater than past years. So thank you so much for sharing that. So We have two amazing keynote speakers, and I mean, they come from two different perspectives, and it's just we're just privileged to have these folks join us in the in this conference. So, is there anything you could share that's unique about these keynote guest speakers, about anything that you can anticipate, or their messaging, or anything that's going to resonate with our audience in light of all what's happening and around us? So could you share something about that? And either one of you could share. Start.
Sure. Dr. Ramsey, we have Dr. Darren Morton, who's presenting to us on Thursday of our conference. He is presenting on the evidence-based approaches for improving mental health and well-being.
Wow.
And Jess, Jess, he comes to us all the way from Australia, right?
He does. Wow. Yes.
So that's wow, certainly significant. He's made a lot of headway when it comes to these topics around the world. And so we're really excited to have him join us. Sure.
Yeah. And one piece that I'm listening here, when you brought up his topic and what he's addressing, we're talking about the social emotional well-being of our students, but something that's also resonating among practitioners is our mental well-being. And I think that this would be so beneficial to our attendees to get some of this information from an expert. So thank you. Absolutely. Share. Yes. Anything else about any of the other two, any of the other keynote?
Yep. So we also have Mr. Paul Forbes. And Paul is an anti-bias and educational equity consultant. He's dedicated his professional life to working with students and families from historically underrepresented neighborhoods and communities. So he is going to present life's roadmap, support, and directions along the way, which goes well with Dr. Seymour's conference theme.
Oh, interesting.
That's fantastic, Jess. And, you know, just to add to that, you know, Dr. Ramsey, Mr. Forbes is our, you know, is our returning champion, so to speak. He's
that's right.
Several events for us over the last year or so. And, you know, he's just really a dynamic presenter, has a really strong message. And, you know, the only flaw in it would be that he's a New York Islanders fan. That's how they are.
And also, yes, indeed, I agree.
Yeah.
But so, he's like part of the family already. Absolutely. I agree.
Absolutely. Indeed.
Yes. Yes.
So very excited to have him join.
Thank you. Yes. Awesome. So one item I was wondering that I think it's important that I want to address with Dr. Seymour, and which is what advantages we always talking about our future professionals, future practitioners, what advantages that future professionals would gain from attending this conference? This incidentally enough, today we have another opportunity to meet future professionals. And one of the things that New York State AFER has been doing very effectively is engaging those future professionals and getting them in the mix of things. And by the time I can attest that by the time they get to be professionals, they already will be equipped with many content knowledge and other strategies to engage their own students. So what could you share to us about these advantages, Dr. Seymour?
Well, thanks, my Pan-American partner, brother, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you know, this kind of goes to some of the questions you've already asked. You know, what makes us distinct? And, you know, first and foremost, you know, the conference, New York State AFERD's conference is like no other in the fact that if you compare it to the National Association and SHAPE America, SHAPE does a nice job on their conference, but oftentimes it's, you know, it's a long way away and it can present challenges for that regard, right? New York State AFERD is right in our backyard, okay, and has the same level of energy, passion, rigor that you see at a SHAPE America conference, and yet it's in our own backyard. Very similar. Each and every hour on the hour, we have 8 to 10 sessions that people can learn and get better and again, strive for excellence, right? The journey of excellence. So when you ask about future professionals, and then you ask earlier about what makes us distinct, that in and of itself gives you the opportunity to be, again, energized. And then also the opportunity to meet and network and share like what a whole professional society is all about sharing with people that share the same types of ideas and beliefs. So without a doubt,
So your message, as I'm hearing it, is all about a journey.
Absolutely.
And that's a journey for us, right? It's like an ongoing journey.
It's funny
right?
you say that
because journey is not like, something you end, right? It's something you continue.
Exactly.
Right? Oh, okay. I'm hearing
it. It's almost like you're like the co-host of this show. And, you know, with me, and anyway, I digress, but you're right. It's funny you mention that because the conference theme this year is a professional legacy is a journey. What path will you travel?
Interesting.
So it kind of really speaks to that message, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I believe that education is a quest from the time someone is born until. That's right. Continues.
Yeah.
That's right. From birth. That's right.
From birth
Thank
until?
You. Yes.
Unfortunately.
That's right.
Indeed. The end. Yes.
Infinite. That's right.
Yes, exactly.
Excellent. This is amazing. Thank you.
So, yeah,
oh,
so
wow.
That's certainly one thing from a future professional context. And we, you know, Jess and Colleen have already mentioned some of the great programs and events we're having, but some other exciting things that are coming as well. The official launch, so to speak, even though it's come out in the early summer, but the official launch of our New York State AFER Curriculum and Assessment Guidance Document for PE, second edition. That is
the
CAGD 2. Yes, you
the
CAGD 2.
Oh my goodness. I gotta put in and secure my copy because I know our listeners are gonna be, where can I get one of those? Shh. Okay, we'll get there. I think it's awesome.
And we wouldn't be in this spot if it wasn't for the efforts of Dr. Elisa James, a pastor.
Oh yes.
We did our first edition with the
In fact, it's still resonating. Absolutely. And it's still resonating with our teachers. I was able to share that with some novice teachers the other day. I said, this will get you started. I think it's a great document. And guess what? They did. They called me. They said, thank you so much for sharing this resource, and I look forward to more. And here we are again, listening to you talking about a second edition. Oh my goodness, I can't wait for that. Outstanding.
Very exciting. And you know, it's the launch, but we got it published. Thanks again, and Jess deserves a lot of credit. She did a lot of the editing when it comes to this new edition, and it's broken into two versions now, an elementary and a secondary.
Right.
So we've listened to our practitioners and our teachers in the trenches from our first edition and made adjustments along the way. And Jess has put together a fantastic second edition, but the official launch is now, but we've had it available since the early summer. And, you know, it's gained a lot of traction momentum. Ms. Corsi, you want to speak to that a little bit, how popular the CAGD2 is already being received in terms of potential professional development and alignment, right?
Yeah, well, so far, I think you actually have presented 4 workshops already. I think we've got like 5 more on the books. You know, the phone's ringing off the hook with people wanting just to have information about, you know, how to sign up, how to get their teachers registered. We've worked with a number of BOCES already. And once the official rollout happens in just a couple of weeks, I'm sure that we'll have a lot more people who are interested in securing dates to offer the workshop to their teachers, because the evaluations have been unbelievable. We got an email just the other day from a woman who said, Dr. Clancy Seymour hit it out of the park. So they were super excited about the workshop. And so, yeah, we think we've got a really bright, bright future.
All right, we look forward.
Jesse just let me know that we've actually sold over 500 books already.
Oh my goodness. Awesome. So I need to jump on it because I talk about reserving my copy. Oh my goodness. So you better put my name on one of those copies because I'm picking up my copy when I get up there. I want my copy in my hand, not by mail. I want to pick it up myself. So when I get up there, I look forward to that.
And you
All
will
right.
be able to do so. That's great.
Indeed. All right. So I look forward I'm just so privileged for this opportunity just to meet with you both. Amazing ladies. And I can't thank you enough. We can't thank you enough for this opportunity. Yes. Is there anything else there, Dr. Seymour? Anything else?
Well, we, again, really excited. We have our annual Dr. Feingold lecture series, and Ms. Zanecki and Ms. Corsi, remind me, it is Dr. Kowalski who is presenting at the Dr. Feingold lecture series, I believe.
Dr. Ellen Kowalski from Adelphi University.
So that'll be, of course, again, passionate and
one of our pioneers. That's right.
Comes to our, you know, comes to our message as well.
Yes.
Gentlemen, our illustrious conference director would like to share a few more details if we've got time.
Absolutely. Sure. Our listeners are ready for it. Yes.
I just wanted to mention, we already talked about the keynotes and Dr. Seymour, you just mentioned our Ron Feingold lecture series presenter, but we do, one of the things that I want to make note of is that even though it's been a couple of years since we've been together and we're really trying to work hard, it's been a hard year for everybody, a hard year and a half for everybody. Our conference is not going to skimp. I mean, we are still bringing in presenters from across the country this year. We are bringing in a few national teachers of the year for elementary, middle school, high school, PE, health education. Will Potter is coming to us from California.
Wow.
Jessica Napier is coming to us from Kentucky. Daniel Tennyson will be with us. Some of you listeners who go way back with New York State Avid will remember Dr. Lori Reichel. Dr. Lori Reichel is the puberty professor, and she is coming this year to present not only for our conference, for the annual conference, but also to present for our Council of Administrators conference, which we would be remiss not mentioning is happening simultaneously with our conference at the Turning Stone. We've got Kelly Zerbe and Cindy Cortinas-Vogt, who I think soon enough will be National Teachers of the Year. They are elementary presenters. Ann Griffin, David Geslach is a couple of adapted PE presenters we have coming. Stephanie Sandino, she is presenting, she's a tech expert. So we have a couple of great presentations coming from her, including a digital scavenger hunt and creating engaging and innovative lessons and assessments using Google. So I just wanted to sort of mention all of those names. Plus we have some of our most recent 2020 New York City for Teachers of the Year presenting this year. Alexis Abdu Davis, our APE Teacher of the Year. Charlie Rizzuto, our High School PE Teacher of the Year. Kristen Bergen is a Health Teacher of the Year. Terry Gendron, Middle School Teacher of the Year. They're all joining us on our on the conference program this year. So we're really excited about that. And we're having a blood drive again. So when I first started 16 years ago, we weren't having blood drives. I think that they had given it a try, but it didn't work out very well. And we did have one in 2019. It was the first year we gave it a try again. And it was really successful. So we are trying again. That is Thursday, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So I would encourage people who are thinking about signing up or anybody who's listening that has already signed up to visit the Red Cross website, which is redcrossblood.org, and use our sponsor code, which is our acronym, New York State AFERD, no space. I know we're particular about that space, but we can't use it for this coupon code. So it's NYSAHPERD. Schedule an appointment ahead of time. That is something that's super important to me. So I'm excited to, you know, for us to offer it again this year and hopefully get some people to sign up ahead of time to donate blood. Plus they told me that all presenting donors will be entered to win a $50 Visa gift card.
That's great. Wow. Fantastic. The mere fact that we are giving back to humanity and you say it's special to you, it's special to all of us. That's right, Jessica. We thank you for that initiative. Absolutely. You mentioned Ms. Sandino as a presenter for technology. Let me just say this. I cannot wait because I know many of our listeners here who are teaching remotely or having issues with remote learning and teaching and technology just perhaps can't wait for this workshop. In fact, in my office every day, there is something new coming up. And I work with some tech gurus here that sometimes like, oh my goodness, they speak in another language. But hearing you saying that there's going to be someone presenting someone and that, I just can't wait to get back to let them know that. And of course, sharing the word that there will be someone presenting on technology. To have these exemplary Teacher of the Year from around the country and all these amazing presenters coming to New York State, This is certainly unprecedented. So we can't thank you enough.
You know, Dr. Ramsey, you hit the nail on the head. So many in our own backyard, two men name, but people like Alexis Abdo Davis or Terry Jenner. When you start mentioning those names in our own backyard, I mean, we are very fortunate, and they speak to the message of our theme, the journey of excellence, indeed. Well, very impressive.
Right. Okay. Thanks. Right.
Well, that's fantastic. So I think that really takes care of our little teaser. What do you think?
I think we're good. I think our audience is going to be very pleased with information that we brought to them today. I
so look Jess, forward to hearing from them. Do you want to provide any information about just a reminder of date and how to, hotel reservations or anything like that? Any type
on-site registration, things of that nature? Yes.
So today is November 1st, and registration will be kind of, we're going to be closing it up in the next 24 to 36 hours allow us the time to get name badges printed and things like that. But folks can definitely register on site at the conference. We ask that if their school is paying, they make sure they bring a school purchase order with them or a school check. The registration fees can be found on our website, NewYorkStateAFER.org, and along the top, click annual conference, and it'll take you to the annual conference page with all those details. In terms of your hotel reservation, there may be some rooms still available at the Turning Stone. I definitely recommend calling. It's 800-771-7711. You have to mention that you're with New York State AFERD, even though it's past the room cutoff date for our room block. They are honoring our reduced rate of $146 a night if there's still availability in the hotel or the tower. The lodge, which is the sweetest place to be on site, might be full at this point. But the Sandstone Inn, which is their newest location, their rates are $95 a night, and there are still rooms available there. You cannot make that reservation online. You have to call them to make the reservation.
Can you repeat that number, Jess?
Please.
The Turning Stone number is 800-771-7711.
Excellent.
Thank you, Jessica.
Okay. We can that in the show notes if we need to as well.
Yes.
Great. Well, on behalf of New York State AFER, Dr. Ramsey, the lovely Miss Colleen Corsi, and the sweet Miss Jess Sinecki, and all of our members, thank you for listening to today's conference edition teaser episode. And hope you will join us at the 83rd Annual State Conference at the Turning Stone Casino, November 18th through to the 20th. This session will be posted on our New York State AFER website, on our podcast channel. Stay tuned for more exciting episodes in the near future.
Yes. And please visit us on NewYorkStateAFER.org, social media handles at New York State AFER, or call us at 315-823-1015 for more information. And please mark your calendar and make certain that you are coming to these exciting events throughout the year, including our annual state conference. Thank you.
Thank you. See you later.
Yay.